Wakpei played the game of his life.
The plan did work wonders.
It was a high-tempo game.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. A lot of points were shared in the DStv Premiership this past weekend. Stellenbosch and SuperSport United drew 1-1. Golden Arrows drew 1-1 against Cape Town City. Chipper and Swallows played to a 2-2 draw, with Swallows finishing that match with 10 men. Baroka and Celtic also drew 1-1, and both of those sides finished that match with 10 men as well. In the biggest surprise of the weekend, Log Leaders Sundowns drew against bottom of the table Black Leopards, also in a 1-1 draw. And in the match of the weekend, a struggling Chiefs side managed to beat neighbours Orlando Pirates in the Soweto Derby thanks to a Samir Nurkovic strike. After that match, we asked all of you, how important was that win for Amakhosi, particularly this season? And how much were Pirates missing their talisman attacker, Temenkosi Loch? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slew, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Going into the Soweto Derby, Chiefs really needed a win. This may seem obvious for a derby, but remember, Amakhosi had already lost three times to Pirates this season, twice in the MTN 8 and once in the league already. So there was definitely a huge sigh of relief at Naturena when Nurkovic's strike was enough for 3 points against the Buccaneers this past weekend. After the match, we asked how crucial that win was for Chiefs and how much Pirates were missing their star player, Loch, in the fixture, is what you had to say.
Now, I was impressed with the whole team, with the exception of Ngabo. Ngabo didn't come to the party. He looked totally different. I think he had one of his worst games ever, because the guy has always been our best performer so far this season.
Yeah, he winning Kaizer Chiefs, he important kakhulu ngoba ibuyisa ithemba, ibuyisa iconfident kubadlali nakubalandeli ukuthi yazi singayenza le nto. And uyabona ukuthi nje sisele ngamapoint amancane masingabona 2 games noma 1 game nje siyangena ku top 8 noma kanjani. So I winning Kaizer Chiefs be very important kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu Makhosi, siyabonga kakhulu Makhosi ajabulele libuyile ithemba. Siyabonga kakhulu. Noma siyekile ukukhahlela amanye amagoli ngoba bekumele siwine noma ngo-3-0 laphayana. Kodwa-ke akunankinga lokho ngoba i-1-0 nayo i-win ithatha 3 points. 3 points sibeke endaweni engcono kakhulu, position 9. So yabona nje kuyathembisa kakhulu. Thank you so much to our coach Gavin Hunt ngakho konke akwenzile ukuthi i-team ibuye, i-spirit sabo sibuye, sihlangane. Amakhosi for life.
From the very first minute, it was a high-tempo game. You know, Pirates were able to do, Kaizer Chiefs did the same. Very interesting, beautiful game. Although Kaizer Chiefs was missing some of their players, like Abu Katsande in the midfield, but whoever was called on to the starting 11, they performed, they produced. It was on the second half where I believe that Chiefs played their game, and it was crucial that they maintain the defense four that they've been playing in the last 3 or 4 games. They defended patiently with passion. And on the other side of Pirates, the fact that Pirates didn't have Ofori and Lodge, I think it also motivated Chiefs. And Hoto was bottled, and then you could see that they are attacking. It was just ended before he could threaten. And Wakpei played the game of his life. So yeah, the fact that Kaizer Chiefs won, I think it was good for the derby. We've never seen a team between the two that have won 4 in a row. So very interesting. And Kaizer Chiefs, I think going forward, they'll work towards finishing up higher in the top 8.
If we can continue playing like that, I think we can have some great results here and there. Other than that, I think the introduction of Matshek was a bit late, because the guy took time to adjust to the tempo of the game. And I believe that had he been introduced earlier, maybe 5 minutes after the second half, he could have adjusted well to the tempo of the game.
The 3 points for Chiefs, because it's a relegation, and then it was 2. we need to break into top 8. So be balegi level 3 point. It was a must. Then coming to the point of Lodge is more like a playmaker who Pirate. So there's effect if there's no Lodge. That's why you see Pirate was not functioning as well, because Lodge can make in and out. We are going to collect the ball, we are going to the team.
Yeah, if it is on the balegi cool, because it was in the to jump a few spots for the number 9. Because if a team is to be more than a candidates. As for Ulosh, if you will watch, we are calling it Bengals so far. Because our player is very, I'm Saban Julosh. I'm a Vela GI. I think I'm a kitchen most famous to be in this. I am Sab. Maybe Bengals so far, the Pirates is a sailor because Ulosh is a threat to good teammate. Marsa Chabula, Jogoti, I is facing Nile. Sawazu Chamber Free Sports, and the next one now is MTN 8. Saturday, we need one thing in the Pirate Video 8. Then we need to maintain his standard so Dalasa is solo. Then to go forward to maintain his sports at 8.
Important victory for Kaizer Chiefs. It was confidence boosted for upcoming games. And as you saw how we celebrated, it shows that these wins is what we needed going forward for the upcoming games to finish in the top 8.
To be honest, absent Galosh. I don't think if you are going to say different, if you are going to according of the formation of Paris, like game plan, yeah. Like first, Paris, you know, he targeted some players of the Kaizer Chiefs, and then I had the ball. See, like for example, Kutwe Gumako, Maganga Lali, I chung happy Machian. I'm happy Machian and Lali ball, and I chung Lion. Kwato kumunare, maga chunga unzobo. Unzobo wabega chunga yena, wabili ya lipole. Kwati wa chacho ayo chunga usamir, niko viku wabenga chunga yena, yelala ipole. So Kaizer Chiefs, babulele hapo. And then Kaizer Chiefs, to be honest, na kime tebi from the first minute. Kaizer Chiefs, yelale from the back, yosho kwi strike. Yelala yelala as a team, and then a combination, then be squazi, better 4 or 5 passes, together, and only being a funny and the Kaizer Chiefs. Even the second half, I mean, my coach and the Azuba and a Cooper band, I see a band, because one of the parents is a 3 or 4 sub, from good 7 seconds sub, and then go by easy players. The right is longer than the Rio, Payalala, Bonga as a team. I think the parents see better up and Gonga Chongi Bon and what's the ball.
For the Pirates, for Orlando Pirates, missing Lodge was that Julio could not play to his level best. As you know, that combination of Lodge and Julio is one vital combination. Turn over Julio could not get the width that is needed going forward, and that gives us the option going forward.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segalen. Brought to you by Sokola Doom.